focus on your people. None of these things happen without terrific people. And I'm truly grateful for the people that I work with because not only do they care deeply about the work.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, today we have a fun discussion with Lance Sapera, who is the Vice President of Talent Acquisition at Talend. Lance, welcome to the show. Looking forward to our conversation.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. I'm excited about this too.
Great, great. So why don't we start out and go ahead and talk a little bit about your background as well as kind of how you got started in recruiting.
Okay. My current role is, as you shared, I'm the VP of TA for Talend. It's an exciting place to be right now in that we are growing, and that's always a fun place to be for anybody in recruiting. But a couple of things make it really special. One is that you can, well, the audience won't be able to see it, but our purpose really is to change the way the world makes decisions. And that starts with the people we're bringing on board. And I feel grateful that my Talent really cares about hiring. I spend zero time, my team spends zero time convincing people how important it is. And instead, we get to figure out how do we do it better to get people who are exceptional at what they do and great people too. So finding that balance. So it's a good place to be. How I got here, I think is pretty unique. And I think most people who get into recruiting have a unique way of how they started. Mine was after about 18 years on active duty in the Navy, where I spent most of my time in operational squadrons, carrier battle group staffs, doing forward deployed operational things. The Navy asked me to take the lead of a recruiting command in Northern California. And my first thought was, I don't know anything about recruiting. And I was fortunate, just like I've been so much in my life, to have great leaders who cared about Lance. And I remember the admiral I worked for at the time saying, this will be the hardest thing you ever have done because you don't know it the way you know operations. So I, you know, our family moved cross country. We came out to the Bay Area and I took command of the Navy recruiting district, which basically went from the Oregon border to Central California, where we turned over with Los Angeles. And in this amazing expanse of Northern and part of Central California, there were 300 plus Navy sailors in the large cities and the small towns looking for the next generation of great people. And at first I was worried about not knowing the mission of recruiting, but as I got into it, what I found is that my favorite thing about the Navy was all the different duty stations that I had been to and my family had been to. Our favorite thing was the people. And now all of a sudden I had this amazing chance to be part of the infrastructure that would ensure that the people who came after me would work with that same caliber of person. And so I fell in love with recruiting. I got to work with so many people throughout the state, both in the Navy, but also in the public. And I really got to know the state of California, the people, and it kind of set the stage, you know, for my next career after I retired from active duty.
That's great.
My first job outside of the Navy was I joined 24-Hour Fitness. And it was interesting that I didn't work in recruiting, much like I had had the chance to grow up in the business of the Navy, if you will, before joining recruiting. I led a team that transformed how 24-hour fitness sold memberships for a couple of years. We moved from that high pressure, just get somebody to plunk money down on their credit card, to instead joining on their terms and for their reasons with a monthly dues tab. And that changed the culture of the company, because it meant that we needed to earn someone's business every time they came to the club. So to be part of the company during that amazing transformation, I learned so much. I also built some extraordinary relationships across the company during that time. And then I moved into the equipment role. And again, learning the business and the product of, you know, how do we make people achieve their goals, set me up for when I moved into recruiting for 24-hour fitness, that I knew the business. And I think it helped me be a better partner. Jump ahead to joining the Intuit leadership team. I was there for a transformative time there too, as the company went from siloed desktop product to a cloud platform. And anybody who's done that knows the changes that a company goes through during that. It meant recruiting an entirely new kind of engineer and salesperson and financial analyst. It was every role across the company. So it was an extraordinary time to be there and be part of the mechanisms that supported Intuit's continual success. I was at Symantec. After that, I led the global recruiting function there, another place where terrific people and terrific products. It was an interesting learning time for me, because we had this enterprise product supporting cybersecurity, and I think everyone knows how important that is. But there was also the consumer product, and how do you do both? So it was a neat time to be there. I'm now at Talend, and I've shared how excited I am to be here. And we're a data platform company, and our goal is, I think everybody knows, they live it every day, how important data is. And our company sets people up to, instead of having conversations about, is the data right? Is it good? Instead, you can have conversations that help you make decisions because you trust it. And so, again, I'm very fortunate to be in a great company at the right time, that we're doing some interesting things.
Well, that's great. And thanks for sharing so much about your background. Thank you for your service to our country, for sure. And very, very interesting background with some great organizations. So as you look at your current role at Talend, maybe share a little bit about kind of the scope of delivery, volume of hiring you do, kind of size of team, some context there around kind of what it is that you're managing today at Talend.
Sure. We're a global team. So the sun never sets on Talend recruiting. And we're focused in three regions. We've got a North America team, we've got an APJ team, and an EMEA team. And then we have all the business units reside in each region too. So it requires us to be a combination of globally, functionally, and regionally aligned. And so I think that presents a neat challenge for the recruiting team to, how do we communicate effectively with the business to make sure that a hiring manager who hires in Redwood City, California, and Suresnes, France, can have the same kind of conversation with the recruiter, regardless of where they're working, and have an expectation for achieving the same outcomes. So that part is interesting. And then I would share that I'm fortunate that, in addition to terrific recruiters and coordinators, and I think what most people would consider the traditional TA operations setup, we also have a people marketing team that focuses on building our brand, engaging with and nurturing candidates, and also the social media piece. So it's nice to, again, being at a company that cares about hiring, has made that investment in helping us build the brand from a recruiting perspective to be aligned with the company product itself.
Great. So maybe talk a little bit about some of the key initiatives that you and your team are leading around the talent acquisition space.
Sure. The thing that occupies most of our time is recruiting, but it's also that same place that I think many people find themselves, where yes, you're having to recruit, but we're also trying to change how we recruit. It's the changing the tire while the car is moving, right? And what we're finding is that as a company that is growing, we have to find a way to simplify and standardize our processes because we simply can't scale to do the kind of hiring that we're planning for in the next 3 years with the current size team we have. And so I expect our team will grow some, but we also know we have to figure out how to do this more effectively. And so that's the exciting work we're doing. We've got a transformation team that has looked at the steps of the process. And over the past 12, 15 months, we've reduced it from, in some cases, unlimited, where literally a candidate might interview with 12 plus people and take a month to, we're now down to really 4 stages and trying to limit it to 6 people. And we have a TA advisory council with the business that we work with on these changes. And it has people of all different levels and leadership positions in the company so that we can get that buy-in as we build. And that's helping us from again, the company understands the importance and cares about hiring, but when you're changing the process and it's not necessarily the way you want to do it or you would do it, understanding the why behind it has been good. To support that, we've had great partnership with our L&D team, which is funding. We rolled out this past year, we're in June now, in this year, we added a module to our manager essential training for thinking about hiring from a strategic perspective. So all our new managers go through this and they spend some time thinking about hiring is more than filling a role. So that's helpful. And now we've just finished launching dedicated hiring manager training that the goal is to get to 100% training certified so people know the talent way. They have an expectation for what's going to happen when they start partnering with the recruiter and how together they're going to hold each other accountable to get great results. And then we're excited because as we go into Q3, we're going to launch interviewer training. And we know that's a lot, but we also have heard, again, partnering with the business, with our TA advisory council, the recruiters themselves, this kind of investment in having everybody aligned and how do you do this more effectively is going to do that piece, Ryan, of helping us scale because we're going to do it so much more effectively. And so that's the first couple of pieces. And then we're also trying to evolve our reporting, again, in partnership with the businesses. What should we be measuring so we could do this more effectively? Ultimately, I think we'd like to get to a quality of hire score from our hiring managers. We're already measuring candidate experience. And how do we pull those two pieces together to make sure that we're delivering some great outcomes?
Yeah, those are great overview of all the initiatives you're doing. Commend you on the transformation that you're leading. Completely understand and work with a lot of organizations that are trying to, you know, do the things that you're doing to improve the overall effectiveness and the experience of your talent practices, as well as, you know, create scale as you continue to grow and it becomes, you know, potentially more challenging to find the right people for your needs, definitely in this environment. And having good, solid data and measurement that in it not only enables decision-making, but also tells the story of what's happening is really critical to overall success. So all of those initiatives wrap together into well-thought-out strategy. So good job there. So as you look to the future, so going beyond this year and the future, what are some things that you see for the future? You can either take this, you know, future at Talend, or it could be out and beyond the future of recruiting. What are some things that you see for the future?
That's a really good question. And it's one that we've actually spent some time recently thinking about, because our company has these ambitious growth goals, is thinking ahead to 2024, for instance, and how do we work backwards for something we should have done yesterday to be ready for 2024. And in fact, the way you just, I think, more eloquently summarized what I said, I think I'm going to need to bring you to my next presentation with our executive leadership team to tell the story more effectively. What I think about for a future initiative is, our team aspires to be that talent advisor, that talent consultant, and the recruiters, the coordinators themselves, they're all doing that. And so how do we double down on that? And so from a scaling perspective, one of the things we've talked about is we've learned from our sales and our customer success counterparts is take advantage of the relationships you're building, because Ryan may not buy now, but he could in a year and a half, and you're not starting at ground zero. And so we've started to try and innovate in that space. So the recruiters have this mindset with the hiring managers is that if we find someone who's good for talent, even if it's not for this role right now, how do we stay engaged with them? And so we started to set a quarterly goal for ourselves in terms of it's the silver medalist hire, but going beyond that. So our people marketing team just shared last week that last quarter we had, I think, 8 hires who were silver medalists. So people who first applied to a different job at Talon than the one they were hired in. But what's even more exciting was last week at one point, we had 23 people interviewing actively for other roles other than the one they applied for. And so this idea of nurturing and staying engaged with people, we actually have a couple of examples of the one interview, one hire, because we knew Ryan and we brought him back. He'd had 8 more months in his role. He was now really ready for this account executive role, for instance. And so that's one of the things that we see our future is. It helps us, if somebody's a fit for us and they're excited about what we're doing, we don't necessarily have to go compete directly against some of these other amazing companies that are looking for the same people. You know, we've got that relationship with them. So that's one of the things that we're really working on. And then the other thing from a future perspective is just as a data company, we're working with our counterparts to how can we become our own best story? And I think every TA leader or recruiter has shown up at a meeting and you end up having a conversation about, well, is that the right number of hires or the right time to fill or whatever the number is, and what the strategic piece gets lost there. And so partnering with our own company to use our products so that we can become more predictive and start to see these trends in our business, in the market, that help us be ready for a sales hiring surge, or you see the sales team really hiring. And so you know what's going to follow behind as you need customer success and professional services people to support all those new customers. And so how are we watching those things and then starting to prepare pipeline for what we know is coming? So for us, those are two of the big things that we're thinking about to be prepared in addition to the simplification and standardization of our processes.
Yeah, those are great. Great. So last question I would have for you is, what piece of advice would you give to others in the talent acquisition space?
That's a good question. My brain immediately goes to focus on your people. None of these things happen without terrific people. And I'm truly grateful for the people that I work with, because not only do they care deeply about the work, they care even more deeply, I think, and sometimes you could even say they love the people they work with. And so being in that kind of environment makes what can some days seem like a grind worth it, because a lot of people use this, but the proverbial, you know, the pebble in the pond and the ripples go out. They're having a chance to see where the ripples go. And sometimes we looked back and we had more than half our team grew professionally this past year, whether they got promoted or moved to a different role or a different business unit. And so trying to practice what we preach is where I find myself going to, is just take care of your people first. We have a hashtag, we value people, and trying to make sure that we live up to that. I think it makes it easier for recruiters when they engage with people to say, here's what's happening at Talon, and I've seen it happen to me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's great advice. I think it's critical valuing the people on your team and developing their skill sets and capabilities definitely shines through as they talk with candidates and can give firsthand experience and the level, like, it's real. They're able to make that real, because it is real to them. And then that shines through and creates another level of engagement and improves the experience and all those things. So I think that's great advice. That's excellent. Well, Lance, thank you so much for joining us on the TA Leaders Podcast today. I really enjoyed the conversation, enjoyed learning about your journey and the things that you're doing, and appreciate you joining the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. It's been fun. And as I think I shared with you, I don't know if I did it during this call, but previously, listening to the other podcasts you've done, there's so much to learn in this space, and I appreciate the work you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's kind of my goal. I'm glad you find value in it and hope others do as well. And my goal is really to use this forum to kind of share people's journey and experience in the hope that it gives back to the TA community that I think both of us love and have created a pretty fun career for both of us. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.